Lord be with you.
And also with you.
I get to introduce to you Lindsay Small. Lindsay has become a friend of mine over this past year. She works at Western Seminary, helping create spaces for pastors to learn to preach better. She herself has been a pastor, along with her husband Kyle, for many years. And now she's going to offer the word to us. So may I pray with you, Lindsay?
Absolutely.
Lord, you speak to us in so many ways, and one of them is through other people. We come here hungry for your word, and we have open ears. We pray that you speak through Lindsay. In your name, amen.
Well, the Lord be with you. We meet Paul this morning in the in-between. Right before this morning's passage, he has written one of his most famous verses. If you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord and confess with your lips that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And right after he writes this future Sunday school memory verse, he takes a moment for station identification while he ramps up for chapter 11. So let's meet him in Romans chapter 10, starting in verse 14. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in one in whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. But not all the Israelites accepted the good news. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our message? Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. But I ask, did they not hear? Of course they did. Their voice has gone out into all the earth, their words to the end of the world. Again, I ask, did Israel not understand? First, Moses says, I will make you envious by those who are not a nation. I will make you angry by a nation that has no understanding. And Isaiah boldly says, I was found by those who did not seek me, and I revealed myself to those who did not ask for me. But concerning Israel, he says, all day long I have held out my hands to a disobedient and obstinate people. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In your journey through Romans this year, you know that in chapters 9 through 11, Paul is mostly concerned with the character of God. That despite the apparent rejection of Israel as Christ, of Christ as Lord, God is good, God is true, God is gracious, and God is reaching out to free us. But after verse 9 off his greatest hits album, I have to admit, these verses seem a little bit like footnotes. The space for Paul on God's behalf to air a bit of frustration of that stubborn nation called Israel, who don't seem to be listening or paying any attention at all. Now, I have to say, I think I know how Paul feels. I know the stubbornness of a people who are invited but refuse to respond. I am the mother to three of those such people, Micah, Madeline, and Maggie. Last week, in the midst of the snow day abyss that all of us Holland parents had to endure, I asked my five-year-old daughter, Madeline, to please, please not touch her younger sister. And I watched her as she looked at me, and then she did this. And she just stared at me. Oh, she's way too smart for her own good. Or for my good, actually. And then I thought, oh, I know how Paul feels. The moments in my life that I've been the most frustrated as a parent are the moments when my children do not listen to me. And Paul takes on this frustration and he laments that the Jews have not listened. Why isn't the message of Christ as Lord getting through? Hasn't it been proclaimed enough? Hasn't it been shared enough? No, Paul says. People are just stubborn. They're a pain in the neck. The good news has gone out, but the people have refused to believe it. Or worse, they've responded with apathy. Paul was frustrated that the nation of Israel seemed to be operating under a faith of assumption. The gospel of we're chosen, therefore we're fine. I think we can be lulled into the same trance. We wait for our faith to choose us instead of the other way around. When consider all of the verbs of Romans 10, believe, confess, proclaim, hear, obey, these are all active verbs, not assumptive verbs. This passage tells us we need to hear the word of God and we need to respond to it. And if we take chapter 10 in its entirety, we see that the gospel is meant for our entire selves. It is meant for hearts that obey, for mouths that confess, for ears that hear, and finally, for hands that grasp. If you look at the final verse of chapter 10, but of Israel, he says, all day long I have held out my hands to a disobedient and contrary people. The bad news is we are disobedient. We are contrary. But the good news is that he holds out his hands anyway. Deuteronomy 5:15, the Lord your God brought you out with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. When I was 11 years old, I developed a very un-11-year-old condition. I developed arthritis in both of my knees. And I have to be honest, at first I welcomed it because I hated gym class. It was my ticket out of gym for a couple years. But after a few years, it became a real and actual pain. And the summer after my freshman year of college, I walked with a significant limp. Now, I remember one night that summer carefully limping down the stairs in my parents' house to get something. And after I had retrieved whatever it was that I needed, I turned to go back up the stairs. And I realized pretty soon on that I would not be able to do this by myself, which is a pretty discouraging prospect for an 18-year-old. I was physically incapable of getting up the stairs on my own. And I called out for help, and my dad came. This man who had carried me up the stairs many, many times, but probably not for 13 years. And he reached out his hand, and I placed my hand in his. And together, we climbed up that flight of stairs. Now, I'm happy to say that I've been in remission for over 15 years. But I'll never forget that night. That night when I couldn't do what I thought I could so easily do, what I had done so easily so many times before. But my dad reached out his hand, and I placed my hand in his, and he helped me up the stairs. The passage for this morning reminds us that God's hands are never far from us. No matter where we are, what we have done, or how helpless we may feel, God extends his mighty hand and his outstretched arm. Now, this may be a welcome thought for you, or perhaps a conflicted one. But too often, I think we see God's hand as either being a closed hand, a clenched hand, or even a backhand. But friends, his mighty hand is a wounded hand, ready to receive our pain, our guilt, our joy, our tragedy, and our triumph. Open and ready to receive us. I believe there are too many of us who believe that we are so far from God's mighty hand that we can never grasp it. that whatever we have done or whatever has been done to us has moved us somehow out of reach of God's hand. But the hand of God is no farther from you than anyone else. And Paul will soon tell the Romans that nothing, nothing can separate you from the love of God. Nothing can separate you from the hands of God. In Exodus 9, Moses is facing misery of all kinds. But he knew the steadfastness of God. And so Moses says to Pharaoh, "As soon as I have gone out of the city, I will stretch out my hands to the Lord, whose hand is awaiting mine. And the thunder will cease, and there will be no more hail, so that you know that the earth is the Lord's." His hand is awaiting yours. Your obstinate days may seem more than your faithful ones. Your absent days may seem more than your present ones. Yet the faithfulness of God throughout the generations give witness that God is willing to receive our hands and has extended his hands even before we have lifted ours up. Romans 10 is an invitation to confess our faith and not our failings. Too many of us are trying to climb the stairs on our own. And so, my friends, be still and know that the Lord your God will raise you up with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Let us pray. Precious Lord, take our hand. Lead us on. Help us stand. Whatever stairway may be in front of us, Lord, we pray that we would have the courage to extend our hands, knowing that your hand is already there, willing to help us. May we respond this morning with faith and with hope. We pray all of these things in your precious name. Amen.